Well, hey, and welcome to day 25 of 30X. If it feels like we're getting a lot done, that's good. If it feels like, oh my goodness, there's so much to get done, that's okay too. Today is about fun. Today is about happiness. And I know yesterday and the day before we had to deal with some of the darker subjects of living a great life, but today is about the fun and happiness side of it. You know, when you look at our life and what life is meant to be, it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be exciting. It's meant to be all of that part of it. In fact, if you go back philosophically, and Plato once said, life is meant to be lived as play. So, you know, and this is where it comes to the whole thing of if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. Not really true. If you do what you love, you work 10 times harder, but you're still doing what you love. So to you, it feels more like exciting, fun, play, all that sort of stuff. And this is where a lot of people get stuck in a dead-end job or in something that they're not enjoying, or even in their own business, they stick themselves doing the jobs they don't enjoy, and they wonder why they're not succeeding. See, does success bring happiness, or does happiness bring success? It's an interesting debate that can be had by one and all. The challenge is that oftentimes we think that, well, when I get there, I'll be happy, or when I get to this, or when this is done, when this, when that. And we're always thinking that it's going to come when something or somewhere or somehow happens. That's not really the truth about it. See, if you want to be happy, you got to study happiness. If you want to have a fun life, you got to study how does fun become a reality. And so more and more of our life needs to be happiness. More and more of our life needs to be fun. So how do we actually get there? What is it that we do? Well, let's think back to when you're a kid, okay? No one had to make you happy when you're a kid. When you were just a child, you were just happy when you're a baby, when you're a kid. You know, you'd cry for a little bit, but then you'd be happy again. And then as an adult, it's sort of like, how did it come that all of a sudden now something needs to happen to make you happy? Or something needs to, you know, people can take away your happiness, but you're not just, wow, that's kind of weird. People often ask me the question of, you know, why are you so happy? Or just because that's who I am. It's not what's happening. It's not what's going on. It's just that's who I am. I'm a happy person. That's the basis of me. You know, and I guess it's like, you know, people ask you, why are you a fit person? Or why are you a tall person? It's just who you are. It's nothing different. You know, and so happiness is that choice. And we make the choice to be happy, to do happiness. And I want to dive into that just a little bit. See, happiness is an emotion. Happiness is a feeling. Happiness and fun, all of these things are things that we express. And you can choose to do happy or you can choose to do sad. You can choose to do happiness and be happy all the time. It's just a choice. When you wake up in the morning, do you choose happy or do you choose something different to happy? When an experience happens, do you choose happiness? You know, if you go back and you watch even the movies with Will Smith about the pursuit of happiness and you start thinking, hang on a second, what is this about? We don't have to have the material things and that sort of stuff. See, I love traveling, and then as you travel, you start to see who are the happiest people on the planet. The happiest people I've ever met are the Fijian people. The Fijians are some of the most amazingly fun, happy, excited people in the world. And I've been to many islands in Fiji where they literally have no possessions, okay? Not none, but almost nothing. And yet they're super happy. And it's like, huh. And then you go back to the story of when in Japan, in I think the 1930s, when Albert Einstein didn't have any cash to leave a tip for the bellhop, and he wrote out and scribbled out on a little piece of paper a tip for this young person and gave the bellhop his tip. And recently it became famous because it was sold by their niece or nephew for like $1.3 million, this little piece of paper with Einstein's tip. And his tip was his theory on happiness. Make sure I get the wording right. When it was translated, it basically said, a calm and humble life will bring more happiness than the pursuit of success and the constant relentlessness that comes with it. A calm and humble life will bring about more happiness than the pursuit of success and the constant relentlessness that comes with it. Now, what do we think Einstein meant? Because Einstein was not one that led a calm and humble life. He was definitely after the pursuit of success and the pursuit of knowledge and the pursuit of amazing things for us as a planet. Well, what he was discussing, in my opinion, was the fact that sometimes if you associate success with happiness, then you're going to struggle with that sort of thing. You know, oftentimes I see people where they're not going to be happy until they achieve a goal. They're not going to be happy until X, Y, Z falls into place. And that to me is the opposite of happiness. That to me is not where happiness comes from. See, if you start to think about happiness from, well, pleasure is kind of like a short-term thing. And if you describe happiness in a short-term where a thing happens and makes us happy. You know, this thing happens, turns us into a happy person for a period of time. And I think that's an interesting one. If you look at the scientific study of happiness, because guess what? Scientists have studied happiness. And what did they look at? Well, scientists said happiness spikes when you win or beat your expectations, when something happens above expectations. And so if you have low expectations, it's pretty easy to be happy on a regular basis. But gradually that spike fades over time, and there needs to be another win and another win. So it's interesting that science sees it as an external thing, that happiness can come from an external, because I guess that's the scientific way of looking at the world. My way of looking at the world is slightly different to the scientists. You know, I think of when I'm the most happy, and when I'm the most happy is not when, you know, it's about massive achievements. When you're most happy is when you're living your life with some sort of a purpose, when you're doing something that has meaning behind it. When I'm present, when I'm in that present moment. You know, just this morning before coming to film this, I was with my baby child and hanging out with her as she smiles and giggles and grabs your face, and you know, that is pure happiness right there. You know, happiness rubs off, it really does. And I sit and I start to think about the way the scientists approach this and say, are they really right? Is it going to do that? Well, yeah, of course we get happier when we have a win. Of course, you know, I live here in Vegas. If you go down the casino and you had a win, of course you feel happiness in that moment. You're playing a game or watching your favorite sporting team or doing something has a win, of course you feel happiness at that point in time. The challenge is, it's not just about that external happiness. I love the external happiness. I think it is. The other interesting thing about scientists is they said that 50% of happiness is just who you are. 50% of it is about the genetics or the person. You know, it's like, well, I just chose to be a happy person. So 50% of happiness is up to your choice. They then said the second thing that creates happiness is relationships, okay? And I think that relationships and connectivity with human beings, that of course that brings happiness, you know? It can bring sadness and upset and all of those things too. But a lot of happiness comes from other people when there's connection between you and them. Putting yourself around less people, it's going to be harder to be happier at that point in time. You know, when we sit down and we look at happiness, it's not just about what makes us happy. It's also about removing what makes us unhappy. If you were to make a list of the five times in a day or the five areas in life or the five things that happen or the five people or the just five things in general that happen that make you to feel unhappiness. Where are you when you feel unhappiness? Who are you around? What's happening when you're feeling unhappy about where you're at? And I think that that is a big part of feeling happy. Remove the toxicity. Remove the things that don't. We've already discussed that many times here in 30X, but it's just a reminder that sometimes happiness is sucked out of you by certain people, certain things, certain situations, and the more you can remove yourself from the areas where it gets sucked out of you, the better. Now, it wouldn't be a chat on happiness without the conversation of money doesn't buy happiness. You know, money can't buy you love. It's that the whole thing of money doesn't buy happiness. Well, hang on. Let's take a look at this. You're right. Money probably doesn't buy happiness. However, with cash or with funding, and again, this is why I teach 30X Wealth and 30X Business, so you can focus on the money side of getting your life together as well. With money, I have more time, and more ability to do the things that I enjoy. With money, I can do them more often. I can do more of them. I can do them on a higher scale in different parts of the world. With finances, I can do more of the things that I really enjoy. Therefore, I am happy more often. So, yeah, you're kind of right. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys you a big yacht named happiness. So, you know, it's a challenging situation where sometimes it's the people who want to justify not having money who say money doesn't buy happiness. They are correct. Strictly speaking, money does not buy happiness. That being said, money does allow me to do a lot more of the things. So, I don't know which side of that debate. There's greater philosophers than you and I have debated this for a lot longer than I've been alive, and they still haven't come to an answer on it. Scientists have, philosophers haven't. So it's really up to you when you think about it. You know, an interesting thing that the scientists came up with was people who do things that make them happy for more than an hour a day are generally happier throughout the entire day. So scheduling in something that makes you happy is a real interesting one. You know, the other night I was reading a book to my kids, and it was called Pout Pout Fish. And, you know, there are people in the world who choose to be unhappy, and it doesn't matter how much you want to teach them, doesn't matter how much you hang out with them, some people are just natural pout pout fish. They're not going to be happy no matter what happens in life, no matter who, where, what, how. But there are those of us who say, you know what? If I choose to schedule in an hour of stuff that makes me happy every day, then it's probably going to keep me happier through the rest of the day and the next day is coming. And so it really is looking at it from that perspective. I think the scientists have a lot of great theories on stuff like this, but I also think that it's up to you and I to determine what makes happiness work for us. You know, if you look at happiness, you know, what the meaning of, I keep coming back to that. If you sit back and you start thinking about life and what makes a life happy and what makes a good life, there's definitely aspects of that that are about achievement and about doing great things and having it and achieving goals. So my theory on happiness, I have 5 star points that I think create happiness for us in life. Number 1 is actually having some goals, okay? Having goals in life helps with happiness. Because we're moving, we're in momentum, we're doing something that's important to us. We're aiming to achieve something that means something to us, okay? The goal could be about money, the goal could be philanthropic, the goal could be about your kids. It doesn't matter what the goal is. What matters is that we have something to be going for. We have a purpose in our life that is to achieve something, to do something, to keep in motion, to keep in momentum. Now, sometimes the challenge is people only have goals in business. And as we've discussed in 30X, looking at goals in all areas of life, I think, is a very important aspect to making sure that happiness is part of your life. The second part of my theory on happiness is there's got to be meaning to what you're doing. See, the choice of being happy is looking at life from a perspective of saying, and we do have that choice, you know, it's really about saying, where do I want to put my energy? Where do I want to do that sort of thing? When I say meaning, you could have more meaning in your faith. It could have more meaning in your community. It could have more meaning in your work. It could have more meaning in your family. Meaning in life is a big part of happiness. Doing something that has meaning, doing something where you add value, doing something where you feel good about the work you're doing, the things you're achieving, and yourself at the same time is a big part of happiness in my theory. The third star of what I believe helps create happiness for you is that of activity, doing things, okay? Getting up off the couch, getting out of the house, going and doing things, whether it's new things, existing things, taking your dog to the park because that's what makes you happy, going to the place. You know, you must have movement and momentum and do things in order to have happiness. It's hard to sit in one place and feel happiness about that. You know, you've got to create an activity, do that sort of thing. I think that's a big part of it. The fourth one, we've mentioned it, but I think it stands as part of the list on its own, and that is choice, okay? To make the choice of happiness, to make the choice of positivity, to make the choice of the things you want to have happen rather than the things you don't want to have happen. And the fifth one is that of people. People is a big part of happiness. Most of the times in your life where you've had the most happiness, there are people involved in that. There's friends, there's family, there's people you just met. But happy times are often surrounded by doing things and being with people. So here's what I'd like you to do for homework from this segment. Make a list of the things that make you unhappy. We already discussed that. Pick five things, five areas, five chores, five jobs, five whatevers, okay? And look at how you can minimize that part of your life. Then I want you to make a look at the list of five things. Goals. What are some goals you have around happiness? Things that make you happy, things that are going to make you happier. Take a look at the meaning. Where do you find most meaning in life? In your family, in your faith, in your community, in your work? And start to think about having more of that. You know, looking for ways where you find happiness and putting them to pen to paper. So don't just put the list of what makes you unhappy and then flip that over into what you can do to make sure you're happy. But put a list together of things that do make you happy. What activities are you happiest? When you're doing an activity, where do you have the most enjoyment in activities? You know, I think that's a very big part of it. See, happiness to me is just this thought or feeling that life is good. You know, it's a level of well-being, a level of exuberance and joy and connection with others. There's meaning and purpose to it all. Take a look at your choice of happiness every day. Even if you got to put a sign up above the mirror in your bathroom that says, hey, I choose happiness today. I really do. Go watch a couple of movies on happiness, you know, that sort of thing. I think that overall, when we sit down and start to think about where are we most happy, it's going to be who are we happiest around, what people make us feel good and that sort of thing. And I think that's a big part of it. Now, happiness comes also with fun. So let's take a look at fun and understand a little bit more about how fun happens. And having read Pout Pout Fish to my kids, it was kind of like, you know, there's definitely a group of people, and you probably know one or two of them in your life that is the pout pout fish. Everything's always about the negative. They're not the fun. They're the fun killers. They're the fun sucker outers. I think that the fun sucker outers need to disappear in life. They're always finding a reason for everything to be bad, for everything to be painful, for everything to be negative. It's like, okay, pout pout fish, off you go. And maybe I'm using that word too often, but it's a great little book for the kids. So when you look at fun, you know, let's first of all get an understanding of what is fun. It's amusement. It's good times. It's pleasure. It's joy, playfulness, I think, and enjoyment. These are sort of words that I would use to describe fun. And you start sitting back and looking at how much fun are you having in your life right now? What percentage of your life right now is fun things versus what percentage of your life is just a pure chore and a pure job and things that have to get done? You know, if you look at your life right now and you say to me, well, Brad, I don't really have that many fun times in my life. I'm not having enough fun in my life. Well, hang on. Then we got to change that up. We got to make a shift. We got to have a goal. If I want to be doing 20% of my life is fun things, enjoyable things, happy things, you know, being around happy, fun people. I got to have a percentage of my life where I'm just doing the things. And ultimately, if you are the person that you want to be and having fun, then you'll make it fun for everybody around you as well. It's interesting how, you know, just speaking of having kids, with the kids, you're often, If you're a good or great parent, you're proactively thinking about how do I make fun activities for the kids? How do I do things that the kids will enjoy? How do I make sure the kids are having fun? And it's intriguing that I see a lot of parents that do that for their kids and then they forget to do it for themselves. Like they're super excited about giving the kids a fun experience, but for themselves, it's kind of like, well, you know, I'm a parent, I take the back burner. Well, hang on a sec. You got to have fun for yourself, too. Why not make experiences that are fun for both you and the kids, or experiences that are fun that for you and your friends? So let's take a look at thinking about how fun happens, or does it? Does fun actually just happen, Or is fun something that's fairly created? Well, every now and again, fun is something that just happens. Every now and again. But the majority of times, I've found in my life that fun is something that is a created experience. Fun is something that we do. Fun is something that we go out there and we create a fun event or a fun activity. Or, you know, we get the group of people together that are fun. We have the dinner party that's fun. You know, it's not something that... And I remember back, and you'll know this from here in 30X, where we sat down and did our categories, roles, and goals. I had to create a category in my life that was creator, or a role, sorry, in my life that was creator of great fun events for myself and my friends. Because the reality was I wasn't creating great fun events for myself and my friends. You know, I was working too much, and therefore fun was low on the totem pole of priorities. Fun was kind of like, yeah, I'll get to fun once I've done all of this, and I'll get to fun once I've achieved all these goals, and I'll, you know, happiness and fun was not high up on the priority list, and it wasn't until I changed my mindset, hang on, happiness and fun have got to be much higher on the priority list. And amazingly enough, when happiness and fun became higher on the priority list, I became more successful. Huh. Kind of crazy, but that's the way it worked. So, you've heard the saying, I'm pretty sure, time flies when you're having fun. Now, why is this an important thing? Well, it's important to recognize because if you start recognizing your life when time drags, okay, when time stands still, what are some of the activities you're doing or places you're going or people you are with when time stands still? And it's like, oh my gosh, we've only been here a half hour. It feels like I've been here half a day. You know, and yes, some meetings and things like that. But think about it in your life. Where is it that life drags? Now flip that over and think about where in your life time flies. What are the things you're doing and you know you're having fun because time flies? What is it that you do in life that you really enjoy to a degree that your time is just racing through? Time with certain people, time in certain activities, time in certain places where, you know, it feels like you've just got there, but you've been there for hours type thing. And I love for people to understand that you know you're having fun when time is just racing through, when you're present moment. You're so present that time seems to have just gone or stood still is the opposite of, you know, I just always think there's deeper meaning to that simple statement of time flies when you're having fun. There's much deeper meaning to it than most people would look at. You know, I guess it was an interesting one of why is fun important? See, when I'm thinking about teaching on 30X to create a great life, why would I teach about fun? And oftentimes I need to teach it because it's just a reminder, because a lot of people who come on programs like 30X are such high achievers that they forget that building fun into their life is a really important aspect of it. But here's an interesting thing. Having more fun improves relationships, okay? Your relationships get better when you have more fun, both at work and at home. If you have a fun experience with people you work with, it builds trust, it builds rapport, it builds camaraderie, all these things. If you have fun experiences at home, it builds family camaraderie, it builds your love and connection with all the other people. Relationships get much better when people are doing things that they're having fun with, okay? So if a relationship is struggling, guess what? Go have some fun. Do something that other person thinks is fun. Take them to a fun experience and, hey, presto, your relationship gets stronger. Having fun makes us smarter. It really does. It gets the brain neurons firing because the chemicals that are released, all that stuff, reduces stress. You gotta have more fun to reduce the stress. If you're getting stressed, it's probably because you're not allocating fun times in your life. So allocate time for fun, reduce the stress, increase, you know, the physical fun increases your health. If you're doing activities that are fun and physical, increases your health. You know, it balances out your hormone levels, both men and women, and keeps you enjoying life a whole bunch more. I just find that when I'm doing fun activities, I have more energy, I have more output, I have more excitement, I'm more of me when I'm doing things that make life more fun. So, you know, if you take a look at it, who is the person that creates the fun activities in your life? Who's the friend or the family member or the person? Maybe you are that person, or maybe you want to become that person. Who is the center, creator of epic events, the creator of outrageous things that just happen that everybody has a great time at. You know, be that person that starts the great time. Don't be the pout-pout fish. Don't be the wet fish, the person that stops everything happening. Allow the fun to be there. Enjoy the fun. I mean, I remember a couple of years back, it was our twins' birthday, and end of the night, end of the day, big party, hundreds of people. We had a great old time, and unfortunately, the twins were feeling a little ill, so they went to bed early, and the cake was still there. I remember my teenage kids and my wife and a bunch of other friends were standing around, and my wife came up and just stuck some cake on my face, and it was like, oh, it's on. It is on. Cake fight galore. And it was like, you could be the pout-pout fish, or you can join in the cake fight and just have a dang fun time and remember that. Now, my housekeeper did remind me the next day that next time we have a cake fight, would you mind doing it outside where we can hose it off? Well, anyway, we had a lot of fun. You can't let the cleaning up get in the way of a good time sometimes. I think that before I finish up on fun, let me take a look at why some people choose to be a pout-pout fish, why they choose to not have fun. I think one reason is guilt. They have a guilt that other people aren't having fun, so therefore, you know, I feel guilty that others aren't, so therefore I'm not going to. Or they perceive it's inappropriate because others can't have fun. Well, you know, they can't afford it, or they can't do it because of this time thing, or they can't. So they perceive that there's an inappropriate level to go and have fun for those people. I mean, other excuses people come up with, a lack of time. You know, lack of time is the biggest adult excuse in the world. Well, I don't have time to have fun. Yeah, you do. Make time for fun. Everything else gets easier and better if you're having fun. They use the excuse of can't afford it. Hey, you don't need a lot of money to have a lot of fun. You know, you can have fun in parks. You can have fun out hiking. You can have fun wherever you want to be with whomever you want to be. It doesn't take a lot of money to be an enjoyable person and have a lot of fun. All the excuses in the world for not doing fun, not wanting to do happiness, they're just that. They're excuses. There's no reason to not build it. See, when you choose to be a happy, fun person, when you choose that, you set an example for everybody around you. You set a lifestyle for everybody around you. You help everybody around you feel better about themselves, feel better about life. Everybody around you has more fun. You know, when you are that person that's always happy and that creates fun times for people, that creates fun events, that brings friends together, connects people, I think at that point you start to realize that there's the meaning of life is just as Plato said, life lived as play. It's not about living this tough life, hard life, making everything seem hard and tough. A 30X life is about fun. It's about happiness. I want to finish up with a simple story, and it's kind of an interesting one because I grew up in Australia. I'm an Australian, and I joke oftentimes that 200 years ago, the English sent all the fun people to Australia. And whilst it's a joke, it's kind of true some days. Australians are some of the most fun people in the world. But why? Why are Aussies some of the most fun people in the world? Is it because we were convicts once and now we're not that? So it's like, hey, we're not in jail. This is good. You know, is it because the sun is always shining? Is it because we don't take ourselves too seriously? Is it because we want to enjoy every day? When I first moved to America, I realized that there's a big difference in the culture, meaning that, you know, in Australia, the goal of business and the goal of a job is so that you can have the lifestyle. It's about the fun. It's about the enjoyment. It's about having great friends. And there's a word we use in Australia called mate, okay? And it doesn't mean your spouse or partner. Your mate is like your best buddy. It's like a brother almost, you know? It's the friend you choose to spend your time with sort of thing. It's an interesting philosophy that to we Aussies, life is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Life is meant to be about the party. Life is meant to be about the exciting times and the craziness and the adventures and the just doing the crazy fun things. Life isn't meant to be about the work and the harsh and the hard. Life is meant to be fun. Oh, and we sit back and we start thinking about it. And when you stop doing the fun things, when you stop doing the things that you enjoy that make you happy and where happiness is part of your life, where you choose to do those things, life takes on a different tone. So choose to do the fun things. Take a list of what are the most fun things that you want to do. Fun things that you normally do that you haven't done in a while. Fun things that you've never done that you think, hey, that would be enjoyable. I want to do that thing. Make the list. Put them on your goals. Put them on your sheet. Do some of them today. Get out there and do something fun today. Make life more fun. That's what it's all about. Happiness and fun. Go do that. That's your homework for tonight, 30Xers. I'll see you tomorrow for day 26. Let's do this.